I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome to your Morning Boost, brought to you by AWB Education. Here, we amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact in education, delivering your daily dose of professional development. This program is sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now, get ready to amplify your day with your Morning Boost.
Hello, everybody. Happy Friday. Happy Friday, November 21st, and welcome back to your Morning Boost. Again, we've got Dr. Lisa Hill joining us, as she has all week. If you've missed any of these episodes, I would strongly encourage you to go back and listen to them, and then get your notepad ready to go and jot down some notes, because there's just a wealth of knowledge coming out of everything that she's shared with us this week, and I think we're going to get some more out of her today on Friday. Happy American Education Week to you, everybody. Wrapping this up, not that we shouldn't celebrate the work of our educators every single week, but it's certainly fun to have a week where we maybe put a little more spotlight under the work that everybody's doing. And this week, we've really put a spotlight on the work of our APs, since Dr. Lisa Hill does the podcast Vice Principal Unofficed. Again, we will do our five questions. So this is time for question number five this week to wrap this up. So Lisa, when we get back from our commercial break, I'll give you that question and let you hammer this one away like you've done all the rest of them this week. So, boosters, hang on. We're going to pay a couple bills, and then we will be right back after this commercial break.
Have you listened to Control Shift Lead, the new podcast from AWB Education and Inspired Edification?
He stayed with the basics. Mm-hmm. He was never flashy. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the things that people liked.
If not, you are missing out.
And I think of the word vulnerable comes to mind.
All the time. Yep.
Every month, Jim and Adam bring you three things. Something you can control, something that will shift your thinking, and something that can help you lead your school district or building.
I need our staff to be that.
Search for Control Shift Lead wherever you get your podcasts and start listening today.
All right, welcome back to your Morning Boost, and here we go for that crucial end of the week question of the day. So here it is, Dr. Hill. If you could tell every AP to gather just one piece of evidence right now for their future principal interview portfolio, what is that must-have item that truly demonstrates leadership readiness?
Boy, that is a very tough question because there's so many things. But if I have to pick one, okay. I think it needs to be something that allows an AP to shine, shows that they're a collaborator, that they're data-driven, that they're relationship-driven, student-focused. So I would hope that an AP would have some initiative that they were allowed to be in charge of, from mm-hmm. start to finish, that would have all those things in it. And if they don't, they should have been part of stuff, of different initiatives within their building as they're headed for that head principal job. But I think the collaboration piece and being, I really do think collaboration, data-driven, and student-focused, those three things are so important. So you should be able to speak to those. There's got to be something, whether it's discipline, PBIS, whether it's PLCs you've worked with, professional development, those, you should have some initiative that you could put together to show all the great work that you did and how much you've grown that could speak to how it connects to you as a head leader. But again, that's a really tough question.
Well, now, would it be okay if you don't, like if you're sitting here listening to that piece of advice right now and you're like, I don't know if I have that. Is that something that it's okay for an AP to go to their head principal or maybe to a district office administrator and say, hey, these are my goals. I would like to have this part of my portfolio. What can I do?
Yes, I was very lucky. I had a few mentors when I first started out. One, Brenda Colby. She was my mentor. She taught me if you don't read, you can't lead. And so she would let me try things. She pushed me. Sometimes it was scary, but she gave me those opportunities. Jeff Hawkins was another one, a principal of mine, that allowed me to spread my wings, dip my toe in all sorts of things. Because as an AP, you don't always get to lead everything, but you have to put yourself out there. Again, it's a lot of plate spinning. You're going to run back and forth, keeping those plates spinning, probably more than your principal will sometimes, because you're in the trenches. But you need to have that principal that is a mentor for you. And if it's not that person, then find somebody within the system that allows you to be on a task force. There's all sorts of things that happen in a school. I mean, a ton of schools just pass bond issues. People could be on those to help promote that. There's just so many different things. Grading, I mean, SRG is huge. So there's all those different things. Get yourself out there. Find something. Because really, leadership skills, you develop your leadership skills so that you can do all of the things. So it's okay if you only have a few things. Just hone in on your skills and be able to talk about how that experience you grew, how you supported other people, and how it definitely impacted student learning. And if it failed, then tell them that and tell them why. What's the why behind it? And I think schools would appreciate that because I think they want people who are risk takers, but yet team players. Because again, you haven't arrived. Nobody has. We're all continual learners. I think it's the people who stay back, stay in discipline, and they're scared. I mean, it is scary to learn. Mm-hmm. It's hard. Yep. There's a lot. Yep. But it's those people that put themselves out there, they keep going. I did lunch duty as long as I could, swore I'd never do it again. And here I am out of retirement for a third time doing lunch duty. But I'm having a blast as the interim principal. My AP is incredible. Haley Hawkinsmith is just incredible. I learned from her. So then it's fun when you can learn from each other. Yeah. And as an AP, you have an awful lot to offer. So don't be afraid to shine.
Well, I think that's the catch right there. Don't be afraid. That's hard. And I get that. There's times in my career too, where I'm like, well, I'm not sure I should say something. And then afterwards realize, yep, that's exactly what I should have said because the team needed me to say it at that moment in time or needed me to step up and do whatever that was. And that's awesome. That's great. Well, I'll tell you what's also awesome and great has been the time we've spent this week. This has just been amazing. I'm glad we had a chance to connect. Tell our listeners, how can they get more of your work? How can they reach out to you? Because I know you'd have this conversation with anybody, not just me. We know each other. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm happy to help anybody. I do have a website, viceprincipalinoffice.com. So you can go to that. You can actually leave me a voice message or an email. Mm-hmm. Happy to reach out to you. And then you can check out my podcast. But yeah, I think we're in education. We're continual learners and we have to help each other. And so anybody that wants to come visit my school, I'm at Valley Southwoods this year. Again, having a great time. Or if you want to find another school or connect with somebody, it's all about networking. You got to keep networking because I learned from you, Adam, and same. We go back way back.
Yeah.
But you seek each other out and continue to grow. So happy to help anybody.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, again, thank you for being here. This has been a fun week for me and a lot of great wisdom coming from you for all of our APs. So one more time from all of us, thank you and happy American Education Week to all of you out there. Keep fighting the good fight and enjoy this weekend coming up because I know that all of you have earned it. So thank you again for joining us. Thank you, Boosters. And we'll be back again with more as we join you again next week.
That concludes another episode of Your Morning Boost. We hope today's daily dose of professional development helps you amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact. Your Morning Boost is an AWB education production brought to you with the generous support of Grundmeier Leader Services. Join us again tomorrow for more. Until then, keep boosting your impact.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.